See store for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number one on the Talkers Countdown Top 10 this week, the beginning of the new Congress. John Boehner is the new Speaker of the House.
Now the House will be led by a proud son of Ohio, a man of conviction, a public servant of resolve, and a legislative leader of skill. I now pass this gavel, which is larger than most gavels here, but the gavel of choice of Mr. Speaker Boehner. I now pass this. I now pass this gavel and the sacred trust that goes with it to the new speaker. God bless you, Speaker Boehner.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. Another hour of controversy, comment, conversation. The news talk radio and television world talking about the news. And the news is that Nancy Pelosi, you just heard her, turning over leadership to John Boehner of the House of Representatives, claiming power beneath the Capitol dome. Resurgent Republicans gaining control of the House as the 112th Congress convenes. A lot of Tea Party-backed lawmakers taking office in both houses, eager to get to work, cutting spending, reducing government, getting the government out of your life. Republicans have a 242 to 193 edge in the House and have pledged to challenge pretty much all of President Obama's bills that were passed last year, his agenda. They want to put legislation into effect that will cut the budget. They want to investigate things that have been going on. Hopefully this is not going to become a witch hunt and a waste of time. The first salvo is expected either later this week or next week, a bill to repeal the health care law that was pushed in 10 months ago. The Republicans say they want it out. Democrats say they will defend it. Here's the new Speaker of the House, John Boehner, making his opening remarks.
We gather here today at a time of great challenges. And nearly 1 in 10 of our neighbors is out of work. Health care costs are still rising for American families. Our spending has caught up with us, and our debt soon will eclipse the entire size of our national economy. Hard work and tough decisions will be required of the 112th Congress. No longer can we fall short. No longer can we kick the can down the road. The people voted to end business as usual, and today we begin to carry out their instructions. The American people have humbled us. They have refreshed our memories to just how temporary the privilege of serving is. They have reminded us that everything here is on loan from them. That includes this gavel, which I accept cheerfully and gratefully, knowing that I am but its caretaker. After all, this is the people's house. This is their Congress. It's about them, not about us. What they want is a government that's honest, accountable, and responsive to their needs. A government that respects individual liberty, honors our heritage, and bows before the public that it serves. We will not always get it right, and we will not always agree on what is right. There's a great deal of scar tissue that's been built up on both sides of the aisle. We can't ignore that, nor should we. My belief has always been that we can disagree without being disagreeable. More than a country, America is an idea. And it's our job to pass that posterity of blessings that have been bestowed on us to those generations that follow us. I want to wish all of you the very best. Welcome to the People's House. Welcome to the 112th Congress.
Up next on the countdown, outgoing Speaker Pelosi says that she will be happy to extend her hand of friendship. Isn't that wonderful? What a big person she is.
It isn't enough to say we're going to put people back to work. Many people have not had work because for the number of years they have been excluded because our system has favored the high end. Under President Obama and the conscience of the Congress, the CBC, we have fought to change the leverage. With Wall Street reform, with the greatest consumer protections ever, where we're saying no longer will recklessness on Wall Street cause joblessness on Main Street, that the worker must be valued, that the consumer, the greatest consumer protections in history, and talking about the health care reform, where, again, the leverage moved to the people away from the insurance company. What we're saying is, well, as we go forward, we extend a hand, a willing hand of friendship, if our colleagues are interested in creating jobs for all Americans, if they are interested in strengthening the middle class by enhancing those who are there and pulling many more people into it, and by reducing the deficit so that we're not giving tax cuts to the rich and sending the bill to our grandchildren. We will not rest. Again, we extend the hand of friendship to create jobs, grow the middle class, and reduce the deficit. We look for common ground to solve the problems of the American people. Their health, their housing, their jobs, their savings, their children's education. But where we cannot find common ground, we must stand our ground on behalf of the pledge we take every day with liberty and justice for all.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Moving along now on the countdown, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on John Boehner, House Speaker, power shifting. He was elected Speaker and sworn in, and now what happens next is probably fairly, I'm going to guess, predictable. Here on MSNBC, Chris Matthews and Chuck Todd, Gene Robinson, all of the various singular persuasions discuss the chances that President Obama will be able to work with Boehner and the Republicans.
I think the president's relationship with Boehner is going to be critical. And I'm not being Pollyanna-ish, but there are going to be areas that a good diplomat from the president's side can find where there's common ground here.
Yeah.
We can go up to a Boehner and say, I know what you guys want, long-term debt reduction. Guess what? We want it too.
Yeah.
Let's find an area where we can cut. Something like that.
Yeah, I think a good diplomat will be able to find common ground with Boehner on especially some of the deficit reduction measures that might be taken. I think that the thing to watch will be whether Boehner is able to find common ground with his entire caucus on these things, whether how well the stuff goes off, goes over with the more liberal Democratic caucus, especially to the extent that it seems in any way a rollback or repudiation of what the administration has done the last couple of years.
You don't know until it worked up there and covered the Hill how being Speaker of the House, it's been pointed out by Kelly, it's a constitutional office, it's revered, this position. It's not like you get to be party chair or you move up a peg. Once you make the speaker's chair, you're history. You're a major figure in history. It's chilling to the power these people have. They go back to Rayburn in their thinking. They think of Tip O'Neill. They think of the great speakers. They think you're there. It is such an amazing reverential role. When you go and campaign for a fellow member of your party, they treat you with such dignity. It's almost like the Pope is coming to town.
And this is, of course, Chuck Todd, what Rahm Emanuel always aspired to be before he gave up his House seat to become White House Chief of Staff.
It's going to be interesting to watch the White House's, you know, the president and John Boehner do not have a close relationship, and it was interesting to see that it was the president negotiating with Mitch McConnell. And I think, I know there's a lot of pomp and circumstance today with the House. This is the party changeover, and the Speaker of the House is a much more, there's this, as Chris was just pointing out, there's that ceremonial aspect to it. But the Senate is where all the deal-making's going to happen. You know, there's going to be a purity of the House and the way it votes. The Democrats did it that way, frankly, in the House. There'll be some sort of pure. The question is, what legislation does the House pass that can actually get through the Senate? And that's where Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid are going to be sometimes partners and sometimes locked in their own partisan war.
For many people, this is the voice of America, your voice being heard. The town meeting has been described by many people. So let's focus on the election of Boehner and in the end, I'm interested in a couple of things that he said. I'm going to quote him now. No longer can we fall short. No longer can we kick the can down the road. The people voted to end business as usual, and today we begin carrying out their instructions. Carl, listening in Nashville, talking about the new Congress here.
You know, I find that it's absolutely stunning to me that we're having this conversation about Congress reading the Constitution on the floor in 2011, but we didn't have this conversation in 2004 when we had a president, George W. Bush, and Richard Dick Cheney, the vice president, basically spitting on the Constitution. I find it stunning and amazing that all of this come about all of a sudden when we get a black Democratic president. Here it is, in the words of Ronald Reagan, here you go again. And listen, this dog whistle that they've dusted off and polished up states' rights. Come on, man. The 1960s called me and told me to tell you to stop it. Where was the Tea Party around when George W. Bush was destroying the Constitution? Where was all this then? I'm telling you, if states had their rights, we probably still have some southern states that will be just now giving people of my color the right to vote in this country. And don't kid yourself, if the federal government hadn't stepped in, you know, we wouldn't, you know, with this states' right thing, we would still be where we were then. Cut it out. Stop it. Put the dog whistle back up. I know what you mean when you come out with the dog whistle of states' rights.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
So.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number two on the Talkers Countdown Top 10 this week, Navy Captain Owen Honors being dismissed over the videos he made when he was the XO of the USS Enterprise. The Admiral John Harvey announcing that Captain Owen Honors has no longer got a job, but he was doing this to boost his morale. Here's talk host Dory Monson talking about the essence, the simplicity of all of this.
Look, we're 6 months at sea. We're desperate for entertainment. And this guy made these outrageous videos. That's what you need on a boat. That was what some of the people under his command said. They all loved him. They've now started Facebook pages to support and defend him. Here was another one of the lines in the video that the politically correct crowd decided was just too far.
Anyway, let's get to my favorite topic and something foreign to the gay kid over there. Chicks in the shower. This is certainly the most popular video of any of the EXO movie videos. It's also the one that's landed me with the most complaints.
It was made in 2007, so 3.5 years ago. It just became public this weekend. And because the Pentagon has decided that it doesn't want to be embarrassed by the politically correct obsessives in our society, at first they said, hey, these were maybe a misguided attempt at humor, but it was just an attempt at humor. That's what they were saying early in the weekend when the videos first became public. Then the Navy said, well, no, these videos are a concern. And now here you are on Tuesday, and Captain Honors has been relieved of command of the USS Enterprise because of what's on these videos. Remember, don't ask, don't tell. It was fully in effect. That Bill Clinton policy was fully in effect in 2007. There were some raunchy scenes in the videos. There were some jokes in the videos. But as I said, on these Facebook pages that have sprung up to defend the captain, they said that his video skits provided a much-needed morale boost during long deployments at sea. The men and women who served under him said that Captain Honors is a man who genuinely cares about his sailors and helped them blow off steam with corny and occasionally outrageous videos that he concocted every week during six-month tours of duty in the Middle East at the height of the Iraq War. And that part of the commanding officer's job is maintaining morale. And he did that.
The Navy permanently relieving what they described as a senior officer after this raunchy video episode. This very interesting. how all of the news media sort of gotten on board what the conversation media, that is News Talk Radio and News Talk Television, have been on since the beginning of the week. Now you see the headlines about poor judgment, extremely poor judgment, in fact. So he's been reassigned to administrative duties. 800-510-8255. Gay slurs, female shower scenes, jokes about masturbation. They were supposed to be a morale booster. Tyler, you're calling us from Delaware. Please explain.
I would like to express my wholehearted support of Captain Honors. And I have to say I haven't served with him personally, but I did serve in our Navy for 22 years, had command of a small ship. Having served on an aircraft carrier, I know that the format of the video system typically has the XO come on just before the evening movie and provide, in some cases, some pretty boring information about some of the latest hygiene issues or sometimes about a safety issue or something like that. And you'll see the officers that are using the site TV system employ some satirical humor sometimes to get the attention of the crew and maybe get them to lighten up a little bit. It's a very intensive environment when you're out on an aircraft carrier and you've got missions to do, especially during wartime. What the Virginian pilot showed was a chopped-up version of many different videos held together, and they didn't put it in the proper context where this guy was just using a little bit of satire. And I don't think it's inappropriate, as they say over and over again. I think it has to be held in context of who you're talking to and what location. This was a closed system of people on a ship serving together, and he was employing his talents, including a use of satirical humor, to get the crew involved in some activities to pay attention to what's being put out on the site system. And I don't see any of that as being the least bit inappropriate.
They're out to get them, right? They want to get them. Why? 800-510-8255. Move up to New Hampshire now on the countdown with Ward and his understanding of the issue.
I mean, let me put it in sort of pop culture terms. So life aboard ship in terms of the closed circuit TV is a PG environment. So the XO, the second in command, is charged with both being accessible, entertaining, and getting his message across. That message is often very prosaic, like don't take long showers, wear your safety belt when you drive, behave yourself when we're in foreign ports, messages that the sailors have heard over and over again. So, you know, I think what Captain Honors was thinking is I'm competing with the MTV2s, the Jersey Shores, the Nitro Circuses of the world to get the attention of these 18 or 19-year-old sailors. So I'm going to do it in a way that's quote-unquote edgy. And, okay, so that's the premise. That does not give you the right or the ability to be so far over the line as to be, you know, offensive to the degree he was. And I think anybody who's seen the video could not defend the tone of it. It's just it's over the line to a very inarguable degree, in my opinion.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Call now.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Debating the debt ceiling, number three. Now, the Talkers Countdown Top 10 this week.
This is not a game. You know, the debt ceiling is not something to toy with. That's if we hit the debt ceiling, that's the essentially defaulting on our obligations, which is totally unprecedented in American history. The impact on the economy would be catastrophic. I mean, that would be a worse financial and economic crisis than anything we saw in 2008.
The White House is all over the place this week trying to figure out how to deal with the national debt. Republicans say they have the answer, cut spending. All right, that's what we'll spend our hour talking about, dealing with the national debt in America. That's the buzz on talk radio, talk television, the issue of the week. If you get away from the Navy captain, is how the new Congress is dealing with a number of things, getting rid of this, cutting that. And we'll ask for your focus on this during the course of the hour. 800-510-8255 reaches us. I'm Doug Steffen. You just heard from White House Senior Economic Advisor Austin Goolsbee explaining the importance of raising the debt ceiling. What is the debt ceiling exactly? Well, it's a cap set by Congress on the amount of debt the federal government can legally borrow. The cap applies to debt owed to the public, plus debt owed to the federal government trust funds, like the Social Security Trust Fund, which has been emptied, the Medicare Trust Fund, which has been emptied, the Highway Trust Fund, which has been emptied, the Airport Trust Fund, which has been emptied. You knew that, right? Most Americans think the United States ought to raise taxes for the rich to balance the budget. You know how stupid that is? How much they're not. We're talking about pennies here. And again, the understanding that people have this class warfare that has been set up by politicians and the news media to denigrate those who, for the most part, are the investors, the people who put the money up for new jobs, new companies, new things to get started. So how is it that if you agree with that, almost 60% in a poll which has come out, think that the way to solvency is to tax the rich more? It is so specious. Listening to this argument, so old, and yet people still buy into it. According to a Vanity Fair poll, Americans would rather see taxes for the wealthy increased as a first step to tackling the deficit. The next most popular way, chosen by 20-some-odd percent, was to cut defense spending. Well, that ain't going to happen with the Republicans, you'd be sure of that, even though we have $700 billion in the budget. That's twice, over twice, what it was when Bill Clinton was president. And as much as the combined armies, navies, the equivalent to the Marine Corps, in other words, the rest of the world, the big countries in the world that have a defense department, do not spend as much collectively. You put together China, India, England, Germany, any of the countries that have all of these armed forces, and they do not spend as much collectively, put it all together, as we do, one country, on defense. You tell me that the defense spending, the amount of money that goes toward the military-industrial complex isn't obscene. It is. It's an obscenity. Meanwhile, we got to protect ourselves and all of this stuff. But we had at one point in time, you knew that, right? 5,000 nuclear warheads, and the Russians had 6 or 7 or whatever it is. And all it would take to destroy the world is about 100 of them. You get into this stuff, and you hear the stories all the time about the Army getting things it doesn't want, and yet it didn't get the MRAPs. So we lost 4,000 men, and probably, according to most statistics, if the MRAP had been in use while we were in Iraq, we would have lost 400 instead of 4,000, this kind of stuff. So money gets spent to take care of the lobbyists and the friends who are pushing for various programs, tools, supplies, and various implements, but necessarily, I remember the Air Force a year or so ago saying, we don't want that plane, we don't have money to fly it, we don't need it. The Congress still voted it in. So, and then there's the NASA rocket that's being built that is for nothing. The program's dead, so why are we spending all this money? Millions and millions and billions of dollars are being spent, and we want to raise the debt ceiling? 800-510-8255. Here's the Lawrence O'Donnell position on this from MSNBC. He explains the national debt with a scene that he wrote as executive producer of The West Wing.
Tonight, even before the 112th Congress is sworn in, it is clear what the next big battle will be. Raising the debt ceiling. The debt what?
I understood the debt ceiling situation perfectly before I talked to her. Now I...
Is there a rule against having a Treasury Secretary who speaks English?
Not now, guys.
Are we doing a press release on raising the debt ceiling? Because I don't understand a word of it.
No press release. When's the vote scheduled?
Treasury figures the interest on the debt will hit the legal limit at midnight tomorrow. So they want the president to press for the vote right now.
Which, of course, is a ridiculous idea.
Of course.
The leadership wants to schedule it at the last minute.
How crazy is that?
They always like to schedule it at the last minute, just when the government's about to default.
That way it's too dangerous for any senator to try to stop it.
Or stick an amendment on it.
There's just enough time for a couple of House and Senate speeches about how awful it is that we've maxed out the national credit card, quick vote to raise the limit on the credit card.
It's a one-sentence bill. Just change the 7 to an 8.
Trillion.
Yeah, so...
Why does Treasury want the president to read over a 20-page memo on a one-sentence bill?
No, they like to run the worst-case scenario.
In case it doesn't pass?
Yeah, you know, the immediate collapse of the U.S. economy, followed by Japan sinking into the sea, followed by a worldwide depression the likes of which no mortal can imagine, followed by week two.
So this debt ceiling thing is routine or the end of the world?
Both.
That's good. That was a great TV show. And that does a great job of putting it all in perspective. You know what bothers me more about this than anything else? And I'd be interested in hearing from some of you who may be in the service. What I find abhorrent, reprehensible, in fact, is the amount of money that the men and women who are in the service to our country get paid, and the amount of guff that the people who have problems as a result of being stationed in various places around. This started when we were in Vietnam. It may have started before, but I remember it going back to Vietnam, when soldiers who had various problems, health problems, psychological problems, couldn't get taken care of because the government denied any involvement, said, oh, well, that didn't happen when you were really working for us in uniform. It happened some other way, denying claims, and the way that it's gotten worse over the years, that's truly an outrage as far as I'm concerned. The Stephan Soundoff line for when we're not on the air. If you can't get through to the 800 number, try 877-541-5250. All at your service and on your side on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice. A must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. Fox host Liz Klayman speaking with Laura Tyson, now a member of the President's Economic Recovery Board. We're talking about raising the national debt ceiling, why we need to do that.
Where should we be spending right off the bat that would make a dent, Laura? Because I'll tell you, everyone keeps saying we need to look at this carefully. Forget looking, let's do. What do we need to do?
Well, by the way, I think it's important to say that the debt this year, going into this year, the new year, will be higher because of the tax agreement that the Republicans worked out with the administration. That adds to the deficit and it adds to the debt. So let's be clear that right now, the economy continues to need stimulus, and we've provided an additional boost in stimulus this year through that tax agreement. I applaud it. It's going to create something like 1.6 million or so additional jobs and bring the unemployment rate down. It's still going to be high. It's still going to be in the 9% range or a little below 9%, maybe 8.5 to 9% by the end of the year.
If I'm hearing
progress.
If I'm hearing you correctly, then part of the reason we need to raise the debt ceiling, you say, is the Republicans' fault because they push so hard to get the extension of the tax cuts?
I am saying that when you add to the deficit through tax cuts, which I think were wise. I support the tax agreement as a form of stimulus. It's not the ideal form that I would have chosen, but it's going to work. But that is deficit. Deficit adds to the debt. And I think that people have to make that, or they have to recognize that, be honest about that, and then say, okay, right now debt markets around the world are treating the U.S. government very well. The U.S. government can borrow at attractive rates. Okay. And is using that money to help stimulate the U.S. economy. For the future, though, we do have to worry about bringing the debt under control. That's why I say if you're serious, you get in a room and you start looking at the tough choices that have been laid out by the Fiscal Commission.
Right.
The tough choices involve cuts in defense.
What will happen? Laura, what will happen? Everyone says it'll be catastrophic, at least Austin's will be you. What will happen? Put it out on the table for our viewers if we didn't raise the debt ceiling. Does the government just shut down?
No, it's not. This is not a question of shutting down. This is a question of the government has debt outstanding all around the world. Mm-hmm. The debt is being held by governments, by central banks, by individuals. That debt has to be rolled over, and the government has to issue new debt. Mm-hmm. If in a period of time, a short period of time, all of a sudden the U.S. government can't do that. Essentially, as Austin Goolsbee said, there might even be the possibility of a technical default.
Back to MSNBC and Lawrence O'Donnell, speaking here with Congressman Michael Burgess and Debbie Wasserman Schultz about this debate, whether or not to up the national debt one more time.
Back when I wrote that scene for The West Wing, passing an increase of the debt ceiling used to be routine, because not doing so is the end of the world as we know it, a world financial calamity that would plunge us into a depression unlike any we've ever seen. Congress, at its outright craziest, has never spoken aloud or even dreamed of taking such a risk. Congressman Burgess, how are you going to vote on the debt ceiling?
My inclination is to vote no, but I do understand the importance of this vote, so clearly I'm going to be considering it. You know, this is one of those times, because we have a Republican House and a Democratic Senate, we do have to be bipartisan. There is not going to be a House-only vote or a Senate-only vote. There will, of necessity, have to be agreement and compromise between those two bodies. It's not going to be easy. I think that we on my side do need to be careful, but make no mistake, the president needs to be careful also. This is a time of great peril. Look, there are plenty of people out there who believe the fiscal condition of our country is so perilously close to ruin anyway that this vote actually pales in comparison if we just simply continue to increase the debt. I have voted for the debt limit, increase in the debt limit in the past. It was one of the worst votes I ever took. This is not something that I enter into lightly. I do understand the importance of the vote, but let's be honest, there has to be a significant curtailment of spending, not just discretionary spending, entitlement spending, and that includes the president's protected health care law.
Congresswoman Schultz, do you think Republicans like Congressman Burgess, who have bitten the bullet and voted for debt ceiling increases in the past, will be able to prevail on enough Republicans, and you will be able to bring enough Democrats to a vote to get this thing passed in the House when necessary?
I think what you heard my colleague say is that he's leaning towards voting against it. So, I mean, so far, he seems like the rest of the Republicans that I've heard over the last several days, like he's responding to the stranglehold that the Tea Party members have over the Republican Party right now. So, you know, responsibility is thrown out the window, and they are literally willing to jeopardize what the full faith and credit of the United States means, Lawrence. So, you know, what Dr. Burgess has laid out is that we either vote to raise the debt ceiling, but only if we privatize Social Security and turn Medicare into a voucher program. I mean, those are simply unacceptable non-starters that are absolutely going to damage the safety net that American seniors have in this country, and it's the first-class example of what the Republicans are really all about.
All right, so more of the same old blurb, the same old daft, the same old baloney, back and forth and back and forth. Republicans are bad, Democrats are good, Democrats bad, Republicans good. Meanwhile, you're in the crosshairs. You, the American taxpayer, are in the middle of all of this. And as explained in that clip from The West Wing, it all happens at the last minute. Like, you know, people were so proud of what happened in the 111th Congress at the end of last month, all the bills that got pushed through. Most of the Congress didn't know what they were voting on, and when they're confronted with some of the controversy, for example, around Senate Bill 510, the so-called Food Safety Act, when they're told what's in the bill, oh, I wouldn't have voted for that if I'd have known that. Well, how much of that is a part of this discussion, and how much of it is waste, fraud, corruption, abuse? Those of you who are in various governmental jobs, you know as well as I do this terrific, tremendous waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Why isn't that being approached? Why is that never talked about?
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number four on the Talkers Countdown Top 10 this week, removing the N-word from Mark Twain's books. We're talking about this edited Huckleberry Finn and what it has caused. The heated debate is what it's causing. What happens to this literary classic and discussions of it when the offensive word, the N-word, is replaced by the word slave 219 times. 800-510-8255. Here from NPR, Neil Conan speaks with Alan Gribben, who explains why he's working on this edited version of Huck Finn.
And why do we need an edited version of a classic like Huckleberry Finn or Tom Sawyer?
Well, I don't think everyone needs it, but my 40 years of teaching the novels and my recent lecture tour, which took me to many libraries and communities last year, convinced me that increasingly public school teachers are finding it more and more uncomfortable to get these books into the classroom. And in fact, if you consult the records of the American Library Association, you'll see that Huckleberry Finn is the fourth most challenged book among the so-called classics of all time, and that Tom Sawyer falls behind. I think it's 14th. This has resulted in a situation where many school districts and many administrators and a growing number of teachers simply feel that they'll have to use other readings. This is a great shame because these two are probably the most vibrant novels of the 19th century. And so my book speaks to that particular need. It is not intended for the expert. It is not intended for the advanced reader, not intended for the senior scholar. In fact, I emphatically point people in the direction of authoritative texts. But it seems to me that this small change enables us to set aside a word that has inflamed all discussions of the book now for 30 or 40 years. And we then can look at the novels and see the biting satire and a very realistic treatment of slave conditions and so forth.
You said they were among the most vibrant books of the 19th century, and I'm sure a lot of teachers and readers would say vibrant in part because of their vibrant language.
Absolutely, and that's why I only tamper with the one word. But that word has proved to be quite a hurdle for many younger readers, their parents, and their teachers. Now, some people have objected by saying that this might deprive teachers and educators of a wonderful opportunity to get into discussions of race relations. But I have to say, I find it, I could think of a dozen more constructive entries into such discussions than to write that word on the wall and begin to discuss it with students.
I don't think there's a school system that you could probably get away with that. Write the word, the N-word, on a blackboard and then start talking about it? Where's that going to happen? 800-510-8255. Again, going back to the fellow who got fired for using the N-word working at a television station, it's interesting how these things break out. The fellow, the reporter we're talking about, Tom Burlington, worked at this station for about 4 years. He's now become a real estate agent. He was suspended after an account of the incident was published in the Philadelphia newspaper. He said he was discriminated against because of his race. He claims in the lawsuit at least two black employees at the television station used the word in the workplace, and they weren't disciplined. So there's a double standard. Well, I think that we kind of know that, don't we? And is that fair? Is that right? Is that just? The court, maybe this will go to court and get decided in his favor, and then it'll go to another court, and up and up and up it goes. You can see this sort of thing getting to the Supreme Court. Politically correct language. Use it or perish. Joe in Pacifica, California, you're up next live on the countdown. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is my first time calling any radio station,
well,
by
I'm
the way.
Well, I'm pleased that you chose to call this program. Thank you.
And I'm calling because I think the idea of removing and not expressing that word in a classic book that's written about the South that I lived in, there was no N-word. The word is expressed. As it was expressed in the time that it was delivered. I think the Mark Twain's classic work is one that should be taught the way it was written by the author, a great author. And this is the way I feel about other works that people refrain from. I think what you have is a classic case of ignorance where people don't know how to discuss race in this country.
You know,
and trying to rewrite history and to remove what we think is a harsh. I heard where they want to remove the slave question from the history book. I think it's ridiculous.
Are you a black man, Joe?
Absolutely.
And your children, as they came up, what were you taught about the use of that word? Would you teach your children about the use of that word?
Well, I would teach them how the word, you know, was used, how it was referred to African Americans, and how harsh it is, and explain to what it means. And I think if they're concerned about they're not understanding American history.
Yeah. All right.
And having a complete knowledge of our history and expressing it and understanding where we can move beyond. We can't move beyond something if we don't talk about it.
You're right about that, sir. Thank you for the call.